Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than my friend, Justin Duckham. I had a chance to actually see him in action when we were on Radio Row, Family First, last week. It was a lot of fun. And Justin, I have to say, you looked pretty calm and rested, despite the fact that you were dealing with how many radio hosts?
There was about 40 that came on during the day. And thank you. I can assure you that calm, cool, and collected attitude was only on the outside.
You gotta love it. And we should emphasize to everybody what happened with this challenge to the subsidies part of Obamacare, aka the Affordable Care Act. We're not going to have anything on that, any decision on that, till probably June, don't you think?
Yeah, it's still a little while off, but from the people who are in the courtroom, it looks like the arguments went pretty favorably in terms of those who are hoping to maintain the subsidies and therefore maintain the law as a whole. But again, this is something that can always surprise people. There are still deliberations to go on behind the scenes that us as average Americans are not going to be a part of, and it's probably just going to be between the other justices and their staff. But from where it stands right now, there was a lot of people at the conference who were pretty positive following the initial arguments that things are going to move forward their way.
All right, so we move from that to the Hillary story that just is certainly not going away. We emphasize this a lot, obviously, in our previous show. The emails, the amount of emails in her own server and not having a government email address. How are the Clintons battling this?
You know, so far we have not really seen much coming from the Clinton camp, you know, as it stands with the formal, you know, way that it is right now. We saw the initial tweet from Hillary coming out saying that she wants the public to see her email. She wants the State Department to release it. And that's all we've heard so far. She's had a number of public appearances since then, wherein she could have addressed it in more detail. Instead, we've seen a number of surrogates from the old school sort of Clinton camp, you know, Media Matters, which is run by old school Clinton people. Randy Davis was a sort of an old school Clintonite. But we are hearing some buzz that there could be a press conference coming in, you know, the next few days. And this would be the first time that Hillary Clinton would really sort of stand on top of this issue and address it as a potential presidential candidate.
And, you know, what's interesting is now what is the alternative to Hillary Clinton if, in fact, you know, she's a presumptive nominee for the Democrats? I mean, my gosh, we've been saying this now forever, seemingly, even though she hasn't officially said she's in. But you were somewhere today where Bernie Sanders was being asked, would he possibly jump into this?
I was at the National Press Club today where Senator Bernie Sanders, you know, said that he was not yet sure if he was going to be running for president in 2016, although he explicitly did not rule it out. This is a big deal. You know, he was initially discussed as a potential dark horse challenger to Hillary Clinton, somebody who could sort of run to the left of her and help bring issues that the Clinton camp doesn't historically talk about into the limelight. Among that would be income inequality and a pretty large progressive economic agenda. In terms of him being an actual alternative, though, that's probably not very likely since he's, you know, to the left of, you know, quite a few people in D.C. and the country abroad. But we're also hearing some buzz coming up, of course, from, you know, Elizabeth Warren as a potential contender. Joe Biden has been sort of out in the field, sort of making his mark and signaling that he is interested in running. We saw Martin O'Malley, in fact, in New Hampshire over the weekend. Although, interestingly enough, none of these people have really gone after Hillary right now. None of them have been really, you know, banging her over the email scandal. And they both, all of them have actually seemed to have sort of gone out of their way to avoid criticizing her. We saw Martin O'Malley, while in New Hampshire, saying that all he knew was what he read in the papers and he wasn't aware of the rules. And interestingly enough, today at the press club, we saw Bernie Sanders saying the exact same thing, that he is not really aware of the rules that were guiding the administration in terms of the email addresses, and he, in fact, does not have any, you know, particular knowledge of this, despite spending, you know, a good number of years in government.
Wow. Well, we'll keep our ear to the ground on all of that for sure, because the drumbeat's still going for 2016 on both sides of this one, Republicans and now this Hillary thing and what's going to happen with the Democrats. Justin Duckham, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you.
All right, so interesting times in D.C. over the flop or the the flop that has become the email, you know, Hillary Gate part two. So first you have Benghazi, and then you have this, and you heard Justin say there that they're trying to play it cool on the other side, whether you're Bernie Sanders, so whether you're an independent or whether you're a Democrat, not aware of the rules, not trying to smash her over the head with it. The Republicans saying, we want to know what's in the emails and how come you didn't have an email address that was on State Department servers. So Justin saying that there's going to be a press conference isn't necessarily a surprise, because at some point you either have to get in front of the storm or you get buried by the storm. This is turning out to be much more than, okay, we're going to be able to get by this and just push it off to the side. Then guess what? The Clinton people are going to jump all over it because she wants to be president. I think this is her give back, which, as I said, she's the presumptive nominee, and they're not going to let it slip away over the emails. So that moment of Hillary getting before the mics and trying to explain it would be very interesting, I'd have to say, and probably happens heading into the weekend. That makes complete sense to me, without a doubt. All right, there's other things that we're going to get to in this hour, certainly, of America tonight, and it includes what happened on the day, the odds and ends. It also includes the fact that here we go again with these deadlines. You almost need a scorecard to keep up with what's happening on the Hill when it comes to our money, when it comes to our future. Because now you have Mitch McConnell vowing that there's going to be no debt default and really pushing this and saying that, we're not going to let the government default with the Treasury Department approaching what they call the debt ceiling. Now, we have talked about this many, many times. He said, we pretty much made it clear after November, and we're not going to shut the government or default on our debt. And so what does that mean? I mean, this is just 2 days after Treasury Secretary Jack Lew told Capitol Hill that the government loses its authority after March 15th. We need a timeline. They need a historical oracle to walk around and repeat what these dates mean. So after March 15th, borrowing money to cover congressional spending, that's it. They would have to resort to what Lew is saying is extraordinary measures, and once again, these Band-Aids or these short-term solutions. So McConnell says, listen, after winning the election bid and after moving through this and promising we weren't going to have an ineffective Congress and we're teetering on this whole shutting down the government constantly, he's saying, I hear your concerns, but here we go again. We're discussing the same thing. It's like perpetual, and that's what it is. It's perpetual Groundhog Day. When you work on the Hill, when you exist on what's happening inside that inner sanctum, that's what you realize. This is what we have. We have a government of groundhogs, and we're perpetually propelling ourselves in the same situation. We just have to look at the timeline. Like I said, we need a historical oracle to say, oh, it's the time to talk about what's going to happen on our debt. You know what our debt is? You're not going to believe it. It's a mind-blowing number. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Okay, I'm not going to tease you with what the debt stands at. Probably many of you know the number. So the number is $18.1 trillion. So this is the deal. The Treasury can maneuver some accounting measures, we'll put it that way, to buy time to keep the government operating without facing a default on the nation's debt. But it's the same thing, like I said. We're perpetually doing the groundhog thing. I mean, you could take tape of me from this conversation and plug it in from a few years ago and then go back a few more years and plug it in, and it would be the same thing. We would just take out the reference to 2015. So Lou says he's going to stop issuing on March 13th special purpose Treasury debt that can be bought up by state and local governments to assist them in financing things like construction projects. They're just going to ice that. Ridiculous. McConnell says that he's pretty optimistic about these compromises with the president on some of the issues. So we're going back to this whole thing of, can we have cooperation? Ugh, it's like kids in a playground. I mean, really, it's like you're a kindergarten teacher and you have to cautiously separate everybody. Cautiously do it, I suppose. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan. I feel that you are with us in our virtual green room. Hello.
I had to put my headphones down. I'm here.
I gotcha.
Okay, baby. Now, A week ago tonight, Roger Hedgecock announced that the UK Guardian, a big paper over there, and the Air Force Administration reported that somebody used a laser to blow one of our satellites out of the sky, a weather-type satellite, supposedly, and not a mention of it in the news media at all. Nobody's covering it. Nobody's even mentioning it. And the government won't do it because this is an act of war. Now, I wonder who could possibly do who's been stretching their muscles out lately over the China Sea and the Philippines and other islands over there would blow one of our satellites out of the sky, and our beloved president, who is always standing up for America, would do nothing about it.
Yeah, he said sarcastically.
Do you know anything about this?
Yeah. You're right about Hedgecock talking about that, and you're right that it hasn't gotten much coverage. I was in Washington, there was some mention of it, but
okay.
Yeah.
Next on the item tonight, Roger Hedgecock laid out a complete plan of what Hillary has done and the lie that the president told how he didn't know anything about it. Blah blah blah. When he was getting emails from her server that said from Hillary Chapikoff, New York, blah, blah, blah. And it was right there on the old report. And he knew nothing, Sergeant Schultz defense, one more time. Okay? I'm sorry. This is beyond incredulity. This man and her, Hillary, should have an arrest warrant issued by Eric Holder for her violations of the act, and she should be in prison or at least booked and waiting trial on these allegations. Not to mention her Benghazi emails that have disappeared from any scrutiny by the federal government or our Congress or anyone in the news media, which is never going to happen with this left-wing, one more branch of the Democratic Party, covering up for Obama and for Hillary and for all the other miscreants that are perpetrating crimes. And on this budget thing, I can tell you where we could get rid of 6 million illegal people drawing Social Security who have a date of birth 112 years ago. In fact, one man was even born just after the Civil War and after the 1932 increment of Social Security. He was one of the first to draw it. He's still drawing it under somebody else's drawing it under his name. This is just one example of how we can solve some of our budget woes. Another thing on that. Social Security was designed for people like you and me that work, and then finally when we retire, we can draw it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, survivor benefits, I can go along with that. But when you've got illegal aliens coming in being given a Social Security card and granny being able to get on Social Security because she can't work, though, that is out of our pockets, out of yours and my pocket. It needs to be stopped now. And anybody that stands in the way of it should resign their office from the president on down.
Yeah, I agree. With all that we have paid into Social Security, Dan, there is no doubt about that. That's why Max Richmond is coming back on in the next couple of weeks. Good points to talk about that, because how is that fair? How could we one day wind up and get the message thrown to us that, oh, geez, so sorry, there's nothing there. And why is there nothing there? Because of the what has been drawn on Social Security that should have never been drawn on Social Security in the first place. You know, talking about Clinton and the emails, Cop, our pal from New Jersey, says Clinton is finished. She's not going to make press. And one of probably the second most liberal person I know had this conversation with me. He's in the newspaper business. And he said the same thing to me. She is not going to become president, because now people are just tired of the same old thing from Clinton. And you have the Senate Judiciary Committee head, who is, of course, Senator Charles Grassley, who is renewing that push for the State Department to give the information up about a program that let a Hillary Clinton aide and one of her biggest confidants, Huma Abedin, if you remember her, because she is married to Anthony Weiner and is her closest associate and others who work for the government, while also hanging on to private sector gigs that they had. So this is the second time they're looking into Clinton, because she's already facing the House committee wanting to pore over the emails from the Benghazi attack. The Washington Post was blowing this out the other day. So the State Department records show a half a dozen of Clinton's political allies were given special designation during her tenure. Not all of them were collecting government salaries. So what does that mean? You could have private sector firms get a huge inside track to government information. So, of course, what's going to happen there? Who's going to pocket, you know, who's going to make money off of that? Who's going to benefit from that? So the State Department and Clinton have both said that the use of the program is legit. They responded when they were asked to respond to the concerns that she might have misused the program. They said, with all due respect, we disagree. I mean, that's it. Hey, so with all due respect, we disagree. That's it. Nobody seems to know how big the program is being used. I mean, they even looked at the Government Accountability Office to do some kind of a review. So Grassley is just like Daryl Issa, the congressman from California. He's not letting this go. He's focusing on Clinton and the people who got the designation when she was the Secretary of State. I mean, he pretty much said, he's like, look, the public's business ought to be public, with just a few exceptions. When employees are allowed to serve the government and the private sector at the same time and use private email, the employees have access to everything and the public has nothing. They have access to nothing. And this whole thing about the special program, by the way, came up a couple of years ago. First, people forget this, but it was a little bit of a blip on the radar screen in 2013, because when her aide, Anthony Weiner's wife, was being paid by the State Department, also working for a consulting firm with ties to Bill and Hillary, that's when some eyebrows were raised. And what did she make? Abedin was making $135,000 a year as a Clinton deputy, and then she raked in about $355,000 from consulting contracts. I mean, listen, just put the nonsense aside. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. I seriously, if she were a Republican, I would say, well, wait a second, something's fishy there, right? Is that legit? Is that legal? What's the deal with that? I don't know. You want to throw in your two cents? Oh, please do. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Daily Salute. Ugh, we could use some good news, couldn't we? So let's recap. We open up talking about the woes in Washington, Hillary Clinton and the emails, and whether or not she's really going to be called on the carpet this time around. And is it just too much? And is that the end of the road, you know, over this whole email deal and this whole thing with the server? Was it a national security risk? Why would she jeopardize that? Is this just drama? Is this a lot of smoke and no fire? Or is there serious fire here or not? I think that the Democrats on the Hill hate this because she's the one that's getting the attention. And if you play team politics, you kind of, some of you have to go along with it. And I think they don't want to go along with this. So in the next couple of days, she's going to address this whole email thing. And I wonder, first of all, where is she going to have the press conference and what specifics is she going to say about that? And I guarantee they're getting ready those right now, those talking points. And what are those talking points? Hey, no big deal. Sorry. Whoops. Other people have done it. I didn't want one. I thought it was safe or whatever. I don't know. I would assume that's going to be part of this. Somehow that's going to be weaved into it, you know. If you want to throw in your two cents on that, you certainly can. Does this take down the Clinton regime? Is that the end of the road for her ultimately? I think it comes back up, certainly, when she declares, and there's the debates and everything else. That, I mean, those questions, it's a free-for-all. You can't get around that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or americatonight.net. You can flip us an email that way. Jack from Down Under. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Let's see if I can get this accent right, Kate. Hillary did not have sexual relationships with that server.
She didn't.
Look, that had to be done, that gag. It just had to be done. I mean, you know, obviously, this is an administration who believes, well, put it this way, Drew Carey should be the lead anchor at C-SPAN. And, you know, whose government is it anyway, where laws are made up and the Constitution doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that. I mean, how do you expect that you're going to be, I don't care, slap whatever label you want to slap on it, but there comes a point when the water has just risen too high, and that water is really closing in around Hillary Clinton, because how do you legally explain this away, and why does everybody else have to play by those rules? Why do they, if they have emails, why they have a government account and they're archived? Even Obama, who said, as Dan said in the beginning, oh, I don't believe he didn't know. And I agree with him. I find it hard to believe that this guy is no dummy, that what, they never inform of anything. He says he doesn't watch the news. Then he found out from the news that Hillary Clinton was in the middle of this email scandal and just backed her up. Oh, she'll handle it and has explained it and whatever. But he himself is saying that you could look at his emails because they're archived. This is not a new game. It wasn't that long ago when she was Secretary of State. Of course they have to be archived. We've seen people get in the soup over emails before. It's ridiculous.
Well, look, I sort of look back at it and think, how prophetic. A single line in one of the James Bond films, Goldeneye. Judy Dench says, well, unlike the Americans, we prefer not to get our intelligence from CNN. I mean, you know, for President Obama to turn around and say, oh, I found out about it when the news told me about it, how many times is he going to come up with that lame excuse, oh, I'm finding out about all this garbage because CNN told me?
Yeah.
Now, given how much CNN and the liberal media have tried to protect him from bad news, just how much worse are things really going on? And when it comes to things like the national debt, here's a trivia piece that not many of the news agencies are covering. From George Washington to the end of George W. Bush, the national debt only went from zero to $10 trillion. In the 6 and a bit years of Barack Obama, we've added another $8 trillion in just one president. By the time he leaves, under his administration alone, he will be personally responsible for doubling the national debt under his administration alone. Now, it's obvious that this administration, it has seriously run away. And Dan, look, start printing the tickets, man, because look, I'll start selling them, because if it keeps going at this rate, Kate is definitely going to be walking naked to D.C.
No way. There's no impeachment imminent in this, in these next less than 2 years that are happening here. But it is ridiculous. You can't say, oh, and even Obama said the other day that they have transparency. There is not transparency. Get over that. That's just a bold-faced fib. That's not happening.
Holding my laptop up to my face is more transparent than what the Obama administration is. Now, let's take a little bit of historical context here. Richard Nixon got impeached for what? Less than 20 minutes worth of audio that had been erased?
Yeah.
How many more lost pieces of information does it need for impeachment proceedings to start? The precedent has certainly been set, but then again, Hillary was actually sacked off of the impeachment hearings of Rich Nixon for corrupt and unethical behavior.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing. But here's the thing. There still is ways to circumvent that, and I guarantee that's what's going to come up in this press conference. And with Nixon, the Nixon thing was so stupid, first of all, because he let his ego get the best of him, where he easily would have bagged that election. So then he gets talked into this paranoid frenzy, and then the Watergate break-in. So once you had the break-in and the idiots and the nonsense that happened there, your point about, yeah, less than 20 minutes and erase, I get it. But there was a break-in there. So here, there's a way to legally try to skirt around this, and I think that's what's going to happen. They're going to talk about other people who have used other accounts, but those other people have also had, I believe, for the most part that we know of, they've also had the government account. So they might have had a private account, but they had a government account. I think it's going to be this whole, it's the verbal jumping jacks, Jack, that we see. It's going to be more of the same, and I think that this show just moves on.
Well, yeah, first and foremost, there should be charges laid against Hillary straight up from the Justice Department, because when Obama first took office, he did sign an order stating right. that all government business was to be handled on government servers. So even if we leave previous precedent behind, she has willingly and knowingly violated the code of conduct that the president had laid down for his administration.
Yeah.
So, there's really no excuse. She knew what she did was wrong. There was rules already in place from her president. And, you know, how she lies her way out of this one, you know, but then again, it's the Clintons. I mean, how many more criminal activities are they going to be linked with before...
They have nine lives. They have nine lives.
I mean, you
make a point. They have nine lives.
The Clintons are beginning to look like John Gotti, the Teflon Don. how many years did he go on running organized crime in the Gambino family before they
right.
finally caught him? And
right.
I have to wonder, will this finally be what brings the Clintons down? I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, this mystery location, too, of the email server is the other thing. Where's the server? What's on the server? You're right. I mean, that's why I asked that question. Is this, so Jack, just answer that. Do you believe that this email scandal, I'll call it, is this the thing that they can't circumvent? Is this the thing that takes them down or takes her out of the race?
I honestly hope it does, because when we looked at some of the emails that are now getting cleared for national security purposes, which I find funny, you know, it's a bit like letting the Hamburglar order the number of, you know, the number of hamburgers that are missing from a McDonald's restaurant. But I hope it's the one that brings it down. But then again, who's going to be the next front runner? Does that mean that Joe Biden will
Elizabeth
have
Warren? Elizabeth Warren is who they would. Elizabeth Warren is who they would throw up there.
I mean, you know, she's not exactly squeaky clean either. And actually,
right.
speaking of Joe Biden, are you a fan of Jeff Dunham?
I am actually a fan of Jeff Dunham's. Yes.
I'm wondering, was Joe Biden modeled on Walter, or was Walter modeled on Joe Biden?
The dummy? And listen, I'm glad you brought up Jeff Dunham. If you haven't seen it, you have to go out there and you've got to search Jeff Dunham. He is hilarious. And Walter the Dummy, the reference to that is touche. There's no way that if Biden became the front runner, I think if the Republicans didn't screw it up, we're up against it. Thanks, Jack. If the Republicans didn't screw it up, I think that would be pretty easy pickings, because, I mean, he's bound to put his foot in his mouth several times if he were actually the nominee, but I can't imagine that. All right, we'll take some more. 855-266-5283 plus the Daily Salute.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to your telephone phone. I like to reggae, but you can't stop that from me. I like to make my feel.
All right, Daily Soup. Some odds and a few other things along the way that certainly I've promised here. But I have to say, the technical maestro of America Tonight really is shocked that I agreed with Jack Down Under about Jeff Dunham. He thinks that Jeff Dunham's humor is lame and belongs in a trash can. So, I don't know. I might have to revamp my comedy taste, especially since I like things that are completely satirical and normally don't go with the ventriloquist dummy kind of thing. But I found some of his routines were funny, and, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm operating on not enough coffee. but Matt, and I know you're there, you probably ran to the soda machine, thinks Jeff Dunham is subpar.
Yeah, I've never found him funny whatsoever, and I feel like the fact that...
Is it the dummy thing? You don't like the throwing the voice?
You have to have a crutch because that's how unfunny you are. I don't know. It's like Carrot Top. And
so you don't
crap.
Like any dummies?
No, why? No. I don't find him funny.
I agree with Carrot Top.
Great comedians out there, and he is not one of them.
Well, who's your favorite comedian?
I don't know if I have necessarily a favorite.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart's pretty
Chelsea
funny.
Chelsea Handler?
I like some of her stuff. Louis C.K., Patton Oswalt, Aziz Ansari. There's a new guy I just saw, Kyle somebody. I can't remember his name. He just had a special on, I don't know where it was. Bill Burr. I like Bill Burr a lot. Louis Black's pretty good. I once saw Louis Black, Dave Attella, and Mitch Hedberg all live right before Mitch Hedberg died.
So, yeah. Oh, I bet that was funny. Attella's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I just don't find Jeff Dunham funny.
We're doing a new segment starting tomorrow once a week called Funny Unfunny. And we'll see. Is this person funny or are they not funny? I like Kevin Hart, and he's from Philly, and I love his conversations about where he came from, and I think he is very, very funny. And he can play blue or he can play clean. He can do any kind of audience. And I think he works his tail off. And I think that's why his stuff is pretty, pretty funny. But my favorites, one of my favorites is Louis C.K. You just have to get the guy and watch his show. And it is some of his stuff is very, very funny. Unfunny would be the situation with Hillary Clinton. I don't know how she's going to be able to joke this off. And she definitely has thin skin. There's no question about that. So what is she possibly going to say at some sort of a press conference, call a press conference, and then say what about these emails? I guarantee legally they'll skirt around this. I really do. I really believe that. But does it cost her the nomination regardless? Because that certainly could happen. Harmony says, look, there's powerful people protecting them. And remember, Cop says the charges against Hillary go back to Whitewater. Nothing ever sticks. Nothing sticks. Pete in Texas, hello.
Hey, Kate. Have you ever noticed
the
more they screw up, the more lackadaisical they get? You know, they just kind of blow.
Yes, meaning, right. Like, you know what? There is something about that. That's what I mean. You see these pictures of Hillary, and she's got big dark glasses on, and she's texting away. Like, you know what? I'm not worried. We haven't taken us down yet, and I'm not worried about this.
What's her clearance? Secret, top secret, double top secret, whatever the hell it is.
Right. Yeah.
And accordingly, she should be prosecuted. You know, this is serious. They're jacking with millions of people. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, well, and here's the thing. Why did at some point, the rules have to apply to the Clintons. I mean, how many breaks can you get until it's too much, like I said, until you're drowning in it? And eventually something has to give, even with powerful people and money around them.
Yeah, Congress, the American people have got to make Congress stand up and say, enough is enough. And, you know, we're serious as a heart attack, and here we come. And prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law. You know, Rick Perry and all those other guys, they don't have any kind of clearance. They don't know anything. They're just trying to run a state.
No.
They're trying to run a government of the United States. But that's all I got.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Pete. It's crazy. You have a good one. I mean, listen, I say this all the time, and forget the whole label nonsense. What do you want? What do you want in a president? What do you want in some of these politicians? Nothing's perfect. There are strings that are going to be pulled no matter who the person is, right? But could we have people with backbones and that just pretty much try to uncover the truth, like shed some of the veils and say, look, this is the way it is, and just say it instead of this constant. And maybe is it technology? Is it that we know so much more and that a lot of the things that we talk about, more things were covered up in the past? You know, you think of the stories about Kennedy and the women and saying that they were brought in rolled in rugs and all this other stuff. But that's a personal thing. When you're talking about messing with the government, when you're talking about messing with money, when you're talking about giving friends contracts who are already being paid by the government well over six figures, And then can you tie that to, oh, and by the way, they got these consulting contracts that were, you know, worth $355,000. I mean, that's just wrong. That's just inherently wrong. There's nepotism, yeah. There's giving friends jobs. There's moving somebody up. And there's ways that that happens that might not seem fair, but are legal. But at some point, some of this stuff just goes beyond the boundary of trying to skirt around it legally. Somehow it always happens, and I have to think that this is why, once again, this bounces out. Whether this loses her bid for the presidency, that's a different thing. But there's always a way. There's always a way, legally, it seems, to get out of what would be charges. But that doesn't mean the perception and everything else that's floating around out there doesn't take a nick out of her, and then the Democrats decide, yeah, this isn't happening again. This is not happening. It didn't happen the first time around in 2008, but what happened there was all of a sudden it was Obama's time. And I think if Obama hadn't come in, I don't know, would she have won the election if she was the one who had gotten the nomination? I think that was really her best chance. And I really felt like the wrong Republican goes up against Clinton, because this is a give back. She wins it. She wins it. But and I'm not so certain, because maybe there's just a point of no return, like I said, where even the people who would back Hillary are like, yeah, you know, that Elizabeth Warren is looking better. Yeah, maybe Joe Biden, although I think Joe Biden doesn't have a chance, but yeah, maybe he's looking a little bit better. Maybe we have a few other people that we could put up there, right? All right, here's my daily salute, just because I thought it was such a fun, cool story, and we need something light after all. How about the TSA? As much as we bang on the people who are shaking us down at the airport, the TSA at LaGuardia found a little dog during a normal screening process. There was a chihuahua that was flying with its owner through checked baggage. And, you know, there's this whole thing about dogs and taking the dogs on the plane. So every airline has different rules about how to bring a dog in the cabin, or a bigger dog in a crate. Not in the checked luggage, however. You cannot put your dog in your suitcase and pull your dog through that way. So the dog was discovered in the checked luggage by the TSA. Lucky for the dog, they screamed checked luggage, because the dog, they say, probably wouldn't have made it if it had stayed in the luggage. It wouldn't be able to breathe. There was no way to do that. I mean, what are these people thinking, that the dog is going to, let's just flatten the chihuahua in our giant Samsonite. I'm sure no one will know. And when we get on the other side of where we're going, we'll open it up and it'll just be fine. So I'm going to actually say score one for one person in the TSA, the guy who found the dog in the chest luggage. Adios. Thanks for listening.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.